The Albury Gold Cup, of course, is tomorrow, and you're actually doing something today, though, aren't you?
I am. The Albury Gold Cup charity ladies' luncheon is on today.
Hello.
And I've got to say thanks to Maya Centrepoint, who decked me out and Nat Crossy styled me for today. I'm very excited.
We've got Albury Racing CEO Steve Heatherton with us to talk about the big race tomorrow. Morning, Steve.
Morning, guys.
So, Steve, have you been getting any sleep? How are you feeling? Because obviously the biggest event on the Albury racing calendar happens tomorrow.
It's actually funny. I've been sleeping really well, but only limited hours. So we're doing about 4 or 5 hours sleep a night, and we're up here back into it. But I'm feeling pretty relaxed about it all. We're pretty well organised. Final touches today, and we're sorted.
Yeah, how does it look? How does the track look, Steve?
Yeah, fantastic. Our guys, our team out here have done an amazing job. But, you know, with the amount of rain we've had over the past month, you know, the guys have had to work extra hard to make it look nice and green, and they've done a great job there.
Yes.
We are looking at down the track. The track looks absolutely superb. Trackside looks green. Anyone who comes out is going to be amazed at how green this place is.
Yeah, and it's just, look, the atmosphere at the Albury Gold Cup is just always sensational. Even though it's at the autumn time of year, it has a bit of a spring racing feel, I must say.
Yeah, it sure does. And, I mean, if you talk to anyone in Albury, everyone will know that the Albury Gold Cup's on because we have a half-day holiday.
Yes.
And, you know, you're looking at a large percentage of the population that get out into the track and enjoy the day. It's, you know, what we call the Borders Premier Social Event.
Yeah.
So looking forward to seeing everyone having a great time. And in all my experiences coming out over the years, there's been, and many of them, I've only ever seen people having a great time out here.
That's right. Now, Steve, have you got any tip for us? I've got my pen and paper here. I'm going to write it down.
He's lying.
Steve.
We won't spend any money, Steve.
Well, there's a horse that is number one, and I think it's paying about $5.50. And, of course, we tell people to gamble responsibly.
Yes.
But it's called Ambitious, and it's a
horse that's
come over from Japan.
Yep.
Has been in Australia for a while now, has run second in a Group 2 in Japan, has won $3.5 million in prize money.
That sounds good.
And they had a choice of a few races, and they've chosen the Albury Gold Cup, so that might be a pointer towards Ambitious.
I think so.
I like it.
I'm an ambitious person, Lou. I like it. I like
good
that
name.
A lot. Ambitious. And are there local horses in the field too, Steve?
There is. They've got Spun Largo with Ronnie Stubbs. That's a very good chance.
Yep.
We've got Nothing Like Harry with Gary Warsnop. That's a good chance as well. So good odds about those horses, and both very good horses as well. So,
got to cheer on the locals.
Ruby Sky from Wodonga with Craig Whittison. I think that those guys have a big opinion of that horse. It's in there as well. And Craig, as we well know, won last year with Willy Willy.
Yeah, beautiful. So if you love your horse flesh and you love getting dressed up, the Albury Gold Cup's got something for you, hasn't it?
It has. If you get out and have a look at our fashions on the field, you'll go a long way of any country racetrack to see what we do in the fashions on the field precinct. It's an amazing setup. People fly in for this event and compete. So it's held in high regard right across country New South Wales and country Victoria.
Yeah, absolutely. Albury Gold Cup, it's honestly, everybody knows, it's the biggest social event on the calendar, and it is every single year. Steve Heatherton, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.